take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 2 Timothy 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. Does this world shock you? Have you ever displayed these behaviors? It should not come as a surprise to us, as the Lord has warned us in Scripture. This is what is to come. Scary? After reading this scripture, I had to quickly find some comfort. I found it in John 16:33 when Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And in 1 Peter 5:6-11, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen." So don't be surprised, my friends. The world is not our home. Don't be afraid. Be alert and stay in the scripture. Fight the good fight of faith. I will remember you in my prayers, and I'm praying for strength and truth to walk in this life. Lord Jesus, thank you for your holy scriptures. You are my savior, my friend. Thank you for the warnings. We don't like surprises. I'm so thankful you have already won, and all who put their faith in you have nothing to fear. Help us seek out your truth daily in our lives. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.